And now for some up-to-the-minute reporting, we join man on the spot, Gavin Thread.
Hello, this is Gavin Thread, reporting to you from the battle-scarred fields outside the rebel-held town of Semantics. Fierce hand-to-mouth fighting has been going on here for several weeks, and the situation is a trifle confused, to say the least. But I've got reason to believe that a small brigade of the Hungerford Light Infantry is holed out just behind me there on the left. And I'm going over there just now to have a word with them to clear up exactly what the situation is. Hello, I'm Gavin Thread from English Television. Who's in charge here?
Sergeant McPepper here.
Well, hello, Sergeant Pepper. Are the people out there?
There's an enemy sniper, you see, holed up in a small house over there.
Oh, I see, over there.
Aye.
How long has he been in there?
He's been there approximately 2 years.
2 years, as long as that.
And we're going to flush him out today.
This is mortar fire, is it, which is coming in at the moment?
Yes.
I wonder if you can tell us something about this mortar fire and how it affects morale and so on.
Well,
something about it for the viewers?
I'd prefer to launch...
Camera over there.
Good evening. I'd prefer to launch the attack while there's the slightest element of surprise still. Gavin, if you wouldn't mind in viewing millions, I'd like to get Operation 100% successful of you called it underway.
That's a very good name. There's just one thing I want. There's a bit of a cloud going over the sun at the moment. It's very difficult for the camera boys to sort of pick it up in this murky light. Do you think we could delay it just a few seconds so we can get a better shot?
Well, we were hoping to use the gloom to infiltrate under maximum cover, you see.
I see. Well, it's your war. You get on with it however you like. I mean, just carry on as if I wasn't here.
Right.
Carry on.
Arkwright. Right. Get in your positions and wait for my signals.
I wonder if I could just have a word with Arkwright. Before you go, Arkwright, I just wonder if I could ask you a few questions. Tell me, is this your first sniper flushing?
Oh, no, it's not my first flush. I've flushed before, but it's certainly my first time on television.
Not been on television before.
No, is it really on television?
Yes, you're on now. That's the camera over there. See if you look into it.
Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it? I can't believe it.
Oh, it's true. How do you
feel
about it?
I can't believe it.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, I've not been on before. I mean, you feel a bit of a fool, don't you? I expect you feel a bit of a fool, don't you?
You soon get used to it. You'll find techniques to overcome it. You've got a little bit of shine on your nose. If you don't powder it like that.
I've been a bit poorly, actually, Gavin. Yes, I've had flu, actually.
I thought you look a bit roomy.
Yeah.
Have you anything you'd like to say to the friends at home?
What, to
the people there? Would you like to say something?
Well, no.
Go on, just a short message. Come along. There we are.
Well, all right. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Hello, Daphne. It won't be long now. Hello, Auntie Elsie. And a big hello to Mr. Deacon and family, the news agent at the corner of Hollybush Road. Oh, that's advertising, isn't it?
Don't worry, it's all right, the first time on television.
I'd also like to say hello to Mrs. Wainwright and her daughters, Beryl, Daphne and Doreen, and Mr. Clisby.
I
hope you're next better, Mr. Clisby.
So do I.
And could we have for us all Engelbert Humperdinck singing The Last Waltz?
Come on, Arkwright, man. Come on, get going.
Tell me, Sergeant, have you got any requests you'd like to make?
Yes, I do, but I don't think it's suitable for family audiences.
This mortar fire is certainly getting very accurate, isn't
certainly
it?
Certainly is, aye. Precise on your way with me, platoon!
Forsyth, just before you go, I wonder if I could have a word with you. How is the state of morale in the platoon, and in particular, what do you think of your platoon commander?
Well, to be perfectly candid, I mean, strictly off the record, I reckon he's diabolical.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's got no tactical sense, you see, and men can't stand him. I mean, what he knows about sniper...
Flushing?
Flushing, yeah. I mean, well, that could be written on the next backside.
Yes, right. Controversial views. I'm now going to put them to Sergeant McPepper himself. Sergeant, I've just been talking to Forsyth over there, and he told me, completely off the record, of course, that he has no confidence in your tactical skill or command. What is your reaction to this kind of criticism?
Gavin, completely off the record, and total confidence, of course. Considered response to your interesting question is shut your face or stuff your teeth down your windpipe.
Well, naturally, nerves become extremely frayed. Sergeant, I noticed that you put Arkwright over on the left and you sent Forsyth over on the right. Now, is this just random or is it a plan of some kind?
Arkwright is going out on the left to draw the enemy fire.
Yes.
Forsyth and people are going on the right with us to form a classic Alamein pincer movement. To expose the enemy's flank.
It sounds a very good plan, and I, for one, can't understand why Forsyth isn't confident in it. Now, tell me, when does the attack take place?
In approximately 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Well, at this tense moment, I'm going to try and get a word with the sniper before he is actually flushed out.
Come back here, you sassarach! Get!
Well, here I am at the enemy sniper's hideout.
Just going over to
try and
get a word with him if I can.
Hello? Enemy sniper? Are you in there?
Well, it seems to be down here. Well, enemy sniper, how do you feel about being flushed out?
Well, he sounds very confident, but I wonder if he'll be quite so confident when I tell him about Sergeant McPepper's brilliant plan. Enemy sniper, do you realize that while your attention is being diverted on the left by Forsyth and his platoon, Arkwright and his lot will be forming a classic enfilading pincer movement in the style of Alamein? How do you feel about that?
Thank you very much.
Now back to Sergeant McPepper. Well, I just had a word with the sniper, and I told him your plan, and he seemed not to like it a bit.
You told him the plan, did you, Gavin?
Yes, I told him the plan, and he was thoroughly disconcerted.
Well, Gavin, in addition to revealing our position here, you've also made it completely impossible to catch that enemy sniper we've been after for the last 2 years.
I'm terribly sorry. Silly of me, it's my first war. I don't really know what I'm up to. What are you going to do now?
Well, Gavin, I think in the circumstances, there's only one thing I can do. And that is to take this,
Revolver.
Revolver.
Yes, I know those. My father had one to shoot rabbits.
Certainly. Can you see that viewing millions? Take this revolver. Point it out your chest. Pull the trigger. And thus resulting, Gavin Love, in your instantaneous demise.
Summary execution. An ugly factor in any war, but one which is increasingly understandable in situations such as these. Johnny Sound! Can you cope with an explosion at close quarters?
Could you give us a level?
Just shoot it up in the air, would you, Sergeant? Oh.
Yes, that's fine. If you do it a bit more off mic.
I'll do a bit more off mic and a bit more into Gavin, if you see what I mean. I mustn't break. I must not break.
Death of Gavin Thread, Slate 44, take one.
Action.
This is Gavin Thread, signing off and saying, I won't be with you next week, or any other week, for that matter.